Out of the embers, you and I are gonna burn bright tonight. I'm not talking about Suzanne, I'm talking about James Newman. The UK has had their second rehearsal, followed by Blas Canto from Spain. That's a very big moon, my girl. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do this.
Let's start with the UK, red, white, and blue. I thought this looked a lot better today. It felt more dynamic. I don't know if they cropped more closely, they changed their camera angles, but I felt like I went on a journey today. James was very confident. He's very likable. I like that he's not, you know, there's some artists who like, me. He's not like that. He kind of just gets up there and performs, and it's just a very warm feeling. The lights do change quite a bit. There's a moment towards the end where it goes completely black, and we have those turquoise lights, and I think that's a really nice, quiet moment. You know, other people make their climax really big, but here I feel like the climax is actually made a bit smaller, if you know what I mean, because it just gives you a visual point of difference. I really liked that. I really hope this can avoid the bottom five that the UK has kind of been trapped in of late, and I think this is a good effort to push it above that.
I'm hearing so many good things on the live stream and here in the press center about James Newman, about Embers, about the United Kingdom this year.
Yes.
This is just a really feel-good song. I do feel like they've elevated the staging a bit with the lighting. There are more significant bursts of the red and turquoise. The climax that William talks about, I have also referenced, where it comes to this quiet moment, he's singing, and there are just these thin beams of turquoise around him. I don't know if I missed this in first rehearsals or if they changed it, but now it's like four or five little beams a space, four or five more beams, and they just rather orbit around James. And I like that quiet moment because this song is all about him and his love for his spouse. And in that moment, it's just James and his heart, and he's enjoying that moment singing to his one true love.
Girl, I'm glad I have this screen.
So what else? Oh, and it seems as though that James dances a little bit more today. It's as though he does have more confidence, but it's as though he's really come alive. Or maybe it's just that he's been saving some of that. But he's moving, he's grooving, he's feeling the love for his girl.
He is, and I've got to say, the choreography, actually, you do notice how that adds to the dynamism here. There are certain shots where it goes close up on James and you just see like thighs and leg behind you. So it's like KFC, I'll take the thigh and the leg. You know, you see the thigh and the leg behind it, but it creates a point of interest visually. And I like that they're wearing all white.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving, girl. They really pop out with those chicken legs and chicken thighs in the background.
You know, I need to interject for a moment. William has this thing about chicken legs and chicken wings. We were in Vietnam years ago. Do you know where I'm going?
I have no idea.
There was this moment where he comments that our noses or our mother's nose, our nose, we all have similar noses, looks like a chicken wing.
And then chicken foot.
A chicken, whatever. And his university newspaper. I was one of his favorite protagonists here and there. And he would write about me every now and then. And he literally references in this one article that our grandfather has like this chicken wing, chicken foot nose, and my distaste for the fact that I couldn't get ice from my Diet Coke. So anyway, maybe it's not that you're hungry. Okay. Maybe you just have a thing for chicken wings.
In any case, I do love KFC original recipe. One of my warmest memories is growing up and mom taking me to the KFC drive-thru, and then we pull over in the parking lot and just eat this box full of chicken mashed potatoes and gravy. You know the really cheap gravy that like it gets
so
gelatinous and gooey?
Mom let you eat in the car like that?
You know, we would also, oh yes, girl. And we would also go to Big Star, which is like the grocery store. It was like
a grocery store.
And she would order like a bag of chicken wings from the deli, and then we would be doing our grocery shopping, but the whole time we're shopping, she's eating the chicken wings. So by the time we got to the checkout, we just had an empty bag full of grease and crumbs.
I guess Mama was hungry. You know, today there's been so much conversation about whether or not it's okay to do that. Like, do grocery stores feel like you're stealing? And it's
if
kind
you
of
pay
an,
for
I
it, I think it's okay.
And you know, I never realized that. Maybe I do it. I mean, I do pay for it. Maybe I do it. Like, I'll grab a juice or I'll grab a protein bar, because sometimes you are just so hungry.
In order to spend, you need to be fed.
But Maybe I do it because my mother did it when I was a child and I never realized
that. Learned behavior, my boo. Now look, we need to move on to Spain, España, Blas Canto. This moon has not been shipped in, you know, on a truck. It is inflatable. It inflates before his performance, which I think is so cool. I thought this was much more dynamic today as well. I love this effect where it's dark and you see the moon, but the moonlight behind it, sort of like a corona effect, or not a, like an areola of a nipple. You mean the corona, like the light surrounding the moon or the sun or whatever. So you have that visual effect, which is quite nice. I love how it, towards the end at the climax, the kind of focus on the big moon and you see light shooting out for it. What I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of subtle effects with lighting and he's not disappearing as much. During the first rehearsal, I was like, where is he? You know, he's in his dark suit on this dark stage. But actually, they've managed to adjust the lighting, so it's quite good. I love the ending when it kind of goes red. And then he looks up to the, when he's done basically, and he kind of kisses the moon, his relatives. He's having that moment. You know, I don't know if that's a blood moon, but it's definitely risen.
We see different colors of the moon. It definitely goes from orange to a red in the end. Two significant changes here for me are, as the song opens up, you don't see the outline of the moon, and it could just be the camera angle, that it's a different angle that it opens up on. Maybe the outline is still there. And then it almost felt, maybe just before halfway through the song, as though it really, this pace picked up, it sped up, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe that didn't happen, maybe it was all up here. So, you know, I gave this song 12 points in our Wee Wee scoreboard. Sadly, it is no longer where my 12 points go. I still feel the song. I still feel the connection and the heart. There are just so many good entries this year.
Yeah. This is tasteful. I say this is very tasteful. Marvin Dietmon has done a very good job elevating this from the national final without being over the top. Yes, there's a big old moon, but it's very tasteful. Because when you think about it, we're going to have a big inflatable moon on the stage. That sounds tacky. But then when you see it, it's not tacky. It's classy.
Well, it represents the circle of life. Please don't break into the Lion King.
In the circle. Come on, do it with me. Raise the baby to the sky. The circle. Full of life. Jonathan Taylor Thomas as Simba. Yes.
Yes. One of my favorite movies, one of my favorite Broadway shows.
Touching, stunning, slaying.
A great depiction of the circle of life from the perspective of big cats, y'all.
Big cats.
So can we just talk about your areola reference for a moment?
Areola, that's the part of the nipple, but the dark part, like the pepperoni around the center.
So, for those of you who watched the live stream, and I know many of you who watched the live stream also watched the videos on YouTube on the WeeWee TV channel, right?
So, .tv.
WeeWee.tv. Now, if he had said this on the live stream, if you had referenced the nipple, much like my friend, the cyst on my back, people would have asked to see your nipple.
I showed my nipples with Manel Navarro in Ukraine 2017, so if people want to see my nipple, they can scroll back. However, the lighting...
You do realize somebody's going to go back and find that.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, the lighting in that room was weird. It was quite bright, and so it kind of blanches everything out, so it makes it look like this. It's this large pancake, when in reality, I have very small nipples, but...
I just want your nipple to become famous like my cyst.
I'm not interested in having parts of my body become famous. Thank you so much. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Are you living for the UK and Spain? Do you think either of these can challenge for the win, or do you think they're headed for the bottom? Let us know here on WeeWee Blogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment. Join us on the live stream. Yes, we will be live streaming from the turquoise carpet. We will be live streaming the dress rehearsals. We will be live streaming the semifinals. We will do our best to live stream the grand final. It all depends on internet connection, which I think is going to be fine. Also, WeeWee Jam Wednesday evening, and do not forget...
That's Wednesday, May 19th.
Wednesday, May 19th. At what time?
I believe it will be 9 p.m. Rotterdam.
We are going to rock the house in our second at-home WeeWee Jam, and hopefully our normally scheduled programming will continue next year in a club. Also, every evening, our sweet Deben Adarimi at WeeWeeBlogs.com.
Girl, I have to interview Go Away. We got to wrap this up.
The moon is rising.
Okay.
Every evening at 8 p.m.
Go Away is waiting for the interview. We need to go.
Instagram Live.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.